Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Michael Laudrup. My aim with the maestro was simple. I wanted to get him to tell you how he did what he did. Here's me trying to do that, and Michael exceeding all of our expectations. Not for the first time.
I have to be honest, with respect to all the other guests, we've never had people speak like they do when they send us in questions. We have socios.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example, please. I'm sorry to embarrass you. I'm sorry about this, but Chris Hennigan believes what he writes. Hi, Graham. Firstly, what an elegant, beautiful footballer Michael was. For a certain vintage of people, the Danish team at Mexico 86 are like a red and white and black crosswind, zigzagging in and out of our memories in that beautiful kit. Shane Hurley says, first off, Graham, please say thank you to this wonderful, wonderful footballer. Even after he crossed the El Clásico divide, Michael still has a part in my heart from being part of Barcelona's first European Cup winning team. It just goes on and on and on. What do you think was the part of your football game, never mind the trophies, that made people so bewitched by you? What was the things you did that you can understand that made people say, that made people still say, wow, Michael Laudrup?
Yeah, now you force me to talk about myself and what I was... I think of all the talks I had with people during many years, I think a lot of things coming up one after another is that they say doing things, difficult things, looks easy, you know, and I think the vision... the vision I had on the pitch, but it wasn't something that I had when I was 20. I think it's something that I developed maybe when I was in my early 20s, when I was in the European Championship in 84 with Denmark, with the 86 in Mexico, the World Cup. I was still only 20 and 22. I was maybe a little different, maybe more direct, and then I added that to my play with my vision, and that's maybe a little difficult to explain to people, but I was always orientated what happened on the right, on the left, and even sometimes behind, and that people, when my peer, especially here in Spain those years with Barcelona for the 5 years and then with Madrid, is that vision that I had for the others. How can you see that space who wasn't there? I think combined with my individual skills, I think in maybe in one against one.
One image that will always be with me is you going, do you want it? And then disappearing, just an acceleration into a space with the ball. How much did you plan that? How much was natural? How much just became, I know I can do this, and I'll switch into top gear now?
No, I can say one thing. There's one thing, especially in Spain. You will know it because you've been here for many years. I said, Michael, he made the croqueta. That means using the ball from one foot to the other one to push it forward. And that I used, that was something natural, because I think that I can make the dribble and I push, like in billiard or something, I push it from my right to my left. And then when the ball goes, I push that forward. So immediately I'm in the move with the ball. So I use it as a movement to get forward, to get past my opponent, but in the same moment to get forward. Because one thing is to, in one against one, to make the dribble, but if you stay there, the opponent will be there, will still be there. So I use that. And then I've seen that other players who then used it. Well, Iniesta has been fantastic with this one, but also other players younger than me, they have used that to get forward. And sometimes even players who are not fast, when they do it fast, they actually look fast. And I think Iniesta is a great example. He was not a very fast player, but he looked fast because he was a fast thinker. Zinedine Zidane is another one that you are saying. So, but it came natural. Like other things, I think I did it two very famous things in Spain, one with Romario and the other one with Raul. And then I made a third one with the World Cup in 98 where I just lifted it over. And I was asked, why did you do that? How did you train that? I said, no, but there was no space on the ground because there were so many defenders there. So the only way I could get the pass through was to put it on top of the players, and it came like that.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. All of these stories come from my podcast series, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. There are interviews with over 100 elite footballers on our archive. Search for the show on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.